Welcome back to the Morning Hookup on ESPN Lincoln. My name is Will Wilson, and I am joined by Elijah Herbel. Brian Munson with HuskerOnline.com. He's going to be joining the show around 10:20. We are talking everything recruiting with
Purdy.
Grant Jackson.
Oh.
A lot more.
Anthony Johnson. Oh, wait. Hunter, whatever.
Applewhite.
Hunter Anthony, that's his name.
Brian Applewhite, the new running backs coach. What is he looking at in recruits? We'll get to all that with Brian coming up at 10:20. But right now, Super Wild Card Weekend is over with. There were a lot of games. Now, it was great to have football Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
There's a lot of games.
It was awesome.
But only two were worth watching.
Arguably only one, but they were bad, man. Bad. And just, okay, let's start off with this. The two extra teams that they added this year, they were the Eagles. You know, they added two extra wild, spots to the playoffs. The Eagles and the Steelers both got those spots, and they were clearly not good enough to be in the playoffs. And by the way, I'm a man of my word. I apologize if you listened to me and you took Pittsburgh plus the points. I said that was the biggest lock of the weekend. It was hitting for a while, but then Kansas City just turned into Kansas City and creamed the Steelers in Big Ben's last game, so the bet did not hit. Sorry about that. I'll be better. But those two teams were not good enough to be in the playoffs, Elijah. The Eagles and the Steelers, just two of the games were just blowouts. Big letdowns, I think. What do you think? Should those two playoff spots still be a thing after this season?
No, and also, I mean, with only one team getting the bye, I guess you really want to... They were trying to increase competitiveness down the stretch of this season, which I think they did. I think there was some fun Week 17 matchups, or I guess Week 18 now, the 17th game. There was good competitiveness at the end of the season, a lot of divisional matchups at the end of the season, which made it a lot of fun. And then teams really trying to get that one spot because the one spot was so valuable, home field advantage, plus you're the only team to get a bye. But... No, I didn't like having seven. I didn't like a 17 game season, 18 week season, 17 games. I didn't like that either. I like having the nice even numbers. I like a team being able to finish 500. I liked 8-8. Maybe it's just I need some time to adjust to the change. But I think I preferred a 16 game season with six playoff teams each conference.
The bad thing is, we did a lot to get to this point. They added the extra game. They took away preseason. And then, you know, they added the two teams. I don't know. If you take away the two playoff teams, then do you even need the 17-game season? Didn't that have a lot to do with it?
No, not necessarily. I think it was kind of like one of those things where, like, yeah, we're going to add 17 games, and another team gets in the playoffs. Guys, it's great. Everybody's going to love it.
The bad thing is, I don't know if they're going to take it away. They could have been good games. That just both hurts. That was his first playoff game. Of course, Sirianni, their head coach, first playoff game for him as well. So, I don't know. Maybe if those circumstances were different, it would have been a close game. But, yeah, it just, you know, big letdowns of games.
But before we get out of here this hour, it does set up a very interesting divisional weekend, especially in the AFC. In the AFC, I could not tell you which one of those four teams remaining is going to be the team playing in the Super Bowl, because I think they all have a good shot at it.
Good point.
Titans with Derrick Henry back. Their defense has been pretty good this year. And Tannehill, and they were able to get to one seed without Derrick Henry for half the season. That's a very good football team. And now you add Derrick Henry back. We'll see what his health status is, how good he looks coming back. I know it can be tough missing that many weeks trying to come back that quickly, but Derrick Henry is the best running back in the league. I don't think anyone really wants to play the Titans, especially going down and playing in Nashville. I don't think anybody wants that. The Chiefs, nobody wants to play the Chiefs. The Chiefs are a juggernaut, and there's a reason that they've made it to two straight Super Bowls, going for a third. Three straight Super Bowls, going for a fourth.
Congrats to former Husker Zach Taylor getting the Bengals through the first round. By the way, that game was close. Raiders had a chance to take the lead or tie the game with a touchdown at the end of the game. There was a weird play in that game that I want to touch on with you. It was...
you're going to talk about the whistle play, right?
The whistle play where Burrow was, you know, running towards the sideline and he threw it. It was a touchdown, but while the ball was in the air, there was a whistle. And per NFL rules, any time there is a whistle, the play must be ruled dead. It was not. The touchdown counted. And it was just kind of a weird play. Twitter was in an uproar. Here's my take on this. It didn't matter. Burrow didn't step out of bounds, so the play shouldn't have been called dead anyways. We have video evidence. We saw that he didn't step out of bounds, so why don't we all just man up, agree that the play should have counted no matter what, and that's what happened.
It didn't, I don't think, affected the outcome of the play.
It didn't at all.
The defender was still 3 yards away whenever the whistle blew, and the whistle blew, let's be clear, when the ball was almost in the hands of the receiver already. And to finish the thought, it happened in the damn second quarter. You know how much football was left to play? So the Raiders still had a chance to go down and win that football game.
They did.
They still had all the chances in the world to go win.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to hear complaints about it. At the end of the day, it's Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase have found their footing at the end of the season. They are an incredible combination. Joe Burrow is the best up-and-coming young quarterback in this league. And Bengals, another team I could see making it to the AFC Championship game. I could see them making it to the Super Bowl. I mean, just for that connection.
Wow.
I don't think they're my favorite. They're probably the least likely in the AFC, in my opinion, to make the Super Bowl. But I'm not going to bet against that Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase connection.
No, it's fire right now. Burrow looks great.
They appear to have the best young receiver and the best young quarterback in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Combine it with a defense which does enough to allow their offense, or to give their offense chances to go win the football game. And that Bengals team is pretty scary, too.
Yeah, Mixon, of course. Good to get him back, too. Yeah, so Bengals...
Oh, and then last team in the AFC with a chance to win it all, the Bills.
Yeah, they looked great. You know, there's arguably a perfect game they played against the Patriots. I was wrong about that, too. I was big on the Patriots. Just way to show up, Bill. Terrible game by the Patriots. Not that bad of weather. Yeah, it looked cold, but you play New England, like, man up. And the Bills arguably played a perfect game.
Josh Allen is incredible as well.
No punts, no interceptions, no fumbles, no field goals. I mean, you can't ask for a better game than that.
I mean, but looking at it right now, I mean, in the NFC, I think it's probably a two-team race between the Buccaneers and the Packers. Those are my two favorites in the NFC.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't bet against either of those teams. That should be your NFC Championship game. But in the AFC?
Hold on. What about the Rams?
Yeah.
They beat the Bucs before.
They didn't beat the Bucs in the playoffs, though.
You're right.
That was Matt Stafford's first playoff win last night. Sure, this Rams team is good. They're going to give somebody a big test this weekend. I don't think they're going to make it to the NFC Championship game. This Packers team with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is different.
Don't put him out. Don't put him out yet.
But those are your two top. There's your top two MVP candidates this season. Tom Brady.
I think the
and
Rams
Aaron Rodgers
could beat the Packers too.
Not at Lambeau.
Maybe not at Lambeau. That's a good point. But they could beat them.
Packers have home field. Like, the Rams, good team. Very good team.
They looked good last night.
You're not going to beat the greatest quarterback of all time, and you're not going to beat the greatest quarterback of this season in Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. It's just, you're not going to do it.
Huh.
You can record this tape. You can come back and find it. If I'm wrong, so be it. I've been wrong before. But that Rams team, they beat a Cardinals team that hasn't been the same since DeAndre Hopkins got hurt. Really, since they lost to the Browns.
Man, I want to bet you so bad.
That Cardinals team has not been the same. The Rams looked, sure, they look good.
I want to bet you so bad that the Rams make the NFC Championship, but give me a few days.
Okay.
Give me a few days.
In the AFC, I think that's at least a three-horse race, possibly even a four-horse race with how the Bengals have finished the season.
It's up in the air, but I like the way the Bills are playing. You got to like the way the Bills played, and a lot of teams should be scared of the way they looked.
So, while Super Wild Card Weekend was a disappointment, it has set up a really intriguing divisional round, and it should set up an intriguing conference championship round. This should be
great.
A great finish to the playoffs, despite how boring Wild Card Weekend was.
Yeah, Bengals-Titans, first game on Saturday, second game on Saturday, 49ers and Packers, which is just going to be, I think, one of the best games of the year. You got Rams-Buccaneers. Oh, baby. I can't wait. Maybe I'll just bet you on that one. Maybe I'll just bet you on Rams-Buccaneers.
Okay, I'll take the Buccaneers.
I'll take Rams. We'll wait till the line. We'll bet the spread. Bills.
We're betting spread. I don't know about that.
No, we are. Fine. We'll just straight up.
If it's straight up, I'll take the Bucks all day.
And then Bills-Chiefs. I mean, these are conference championship matchups already, man.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back after this. What's Trending at 10 is up next.